Hello, I'm Emily Angwin in our Doha headquarters. These are the top stories on Al Jazeera. We begin with breaking news out of Ukraine. The mayor of Kyiv has confirmed there have been several large explosions in the centre of the city. Let's bring in Rory Challens, who's in the Ukrainian capital. Rory, what more can you tell us?
Hi, Emily. These were multiple strikes that took place not very long ago, at the most half an hour ago. The damage, the casualties are still being assessed at the moment, but some time ago there were a number of loud explosions around the city. It seems that the a downtown area called Shevchenko was hit. Vitaly Klitschko, who's the mayor of Kyiv, has said that that's the area that some of the explosions took place in. That is a university area. It's where government buildings are. I've just seen a video on social media showing burning cars. No bodies that I've seen yet, but it looks as if there are certainly casualties. There were other areas, so other cities in Kyiv, in Ukraine that have been hit overnight and this morning. We know of strikes on Dnipro and we know of strikes on Zaporizhia, which has been hit multiple times over the last few days. Now, Ukrainians are in no doubt that this uptick in missile strikes is retaliation from Vladimir Putin for that strike on the Kerch Bridge in Crimea just a day or two ago. Kyiv, as a capital city, has been pretty unscathed by missile strikes for months now. It's been a long time since the last strikes here, so much so that when the air raid sirens go off these days, people barely bat an eyelid and they go about their daily business. I think this will change that. The city's authorities are saying that there is still a danger of more strikes and that people should stay inside air raid shelters and not go out onto the streets.
All right, Rory, thank you very much for the update, and no doubt we'll cross back to you throughout the day. Rory Challens, live for us there in the capital, Kyiv.